listening to WONY Oneonta, 90.0.
The Red Dragon Food Pantry is now open for all students and faculty. It is located in the basement of Hunt Union right before the Woney Station and Dragon Express. Monday and Wednesday, it is open until 2 to 7 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday, it is open from 2 to 7:30 p.m. and Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. Everything inside is free and includes food, snacks, feminine products, toiletries, and more. So whenever you're hungry...
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Woney Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 2nd, Black History Month film series kicks off at 6 p.m. in the Sergi Lee Hall with a film viewing and discussion. Check out Randy Shine, Real Magic for Real People at 9 p.m. in Hunt Union Waterfront. On Tuesday, February 3rd, head to Club Expo from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Dewar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. Check out Trivia Tuesday at 9 p.m. in Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union. On Wednesday, February 4th, check out Black History Month kickoff lecture with guest speaker Pierce Freeland at 7 p.m. in Hunt Union Ballroom. On Thursday, February 5th, check out the Art Gallery reception at 5 p.m. in Fine Arts with two new exhibitions in the Martin Mueller Gallery and the Project Space Gallery. This has been your Woney Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Keep it locked. You cry so
easily. Hello, Woney 90.9 FM. Welcome to Miscellaneous Music with a new time now. Are we all excited about that? Because I am. I hope everyone's doing good on this Monday afternoon. Miscellaneous Music listeners, we are so back. And yeah, this is my first show for the spring semester. Like, let's all get excited about that. Can it work? Did it work? Oh, okay, there it goes. I feel like I have a pretty good lineup of songs for you guys today. It's been so long since I've been in the studio. You know that I started off with Saturdays if you're a long-time Miscellaneous Music listener. And if you're not, that's okay. Welcome for your first time here. We did Saturdays last semester and my first semester doing a show. But that doesn't work out because I'm a busy, busy gal. Like, I just do a lot, unfortunately. And I missed being in the studio. So we were like, let's move this to a weekday when we know that I might have some time carved out. And so we're here from Mondays from 4 to 6. Not today, though. Unfortunately, I have a meeting, so I'm leaving early. But Mondays from 4 to 6 every other day after this. I'm really excited to be back in the studio. I don't know if you can tell from how much I'm rambling. But I miss doing my show. I missed being here spiritually with you guys, you know? And yeah, and if you were listening before, I hope you enjoyed my NJ, my goat, Kitchen Sink, right before my show at 3 p.m. Real good stuff, real good stuff. So I hope everyone's breaks went well. If you aren't a college student listening and you weren't on break, I hope your holidays went well. And if you celebrated no holidays, I hope your winter is going well. I'm gonna try to stop using filler words, but we're gonna see how that goes. I already failed, it's fine. So let's just honestly just like get right into the song. So the theme for today, obviously there's no theme. It's my first show back. So I just wanted to put, I'm like slamming myself into the mic. I hope you can't hear that. I just put songs I've been listening to a lot recently. Some new stuff I've been into, some old stuff I've been into, just been playing a lot. So that's really it. Hope everyone's semester's going well. I'm trying to think if there's anything I wanted to plug. Whatever. I'll think about it while this first song plays. The first song is High Horse by NMIX. I have been really, really into NMIX recently. Like, oh my gosh, I love them. And I can't believe I haven't tapped into how good they are before. And yeah, so this is High Horse by NMIX. This is the High Horse single, but it is off there. I don't remember which album it was. Give me a second. We're going to do some live research. I think it's on FE304 Forward. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the difference is. Okay, whatever. I don't know a lot about NMIX. I genuinely cannot even like name them besides like one of them. But I've been really on my NMIX stuff recently. Like, their music is amazing. They have really good production. Like, I really been into them. High Horse is an amazing, amazing, amazing song. It has really, really cool choreo too. You know me, you know if fans of miscellaneous music know that I am an OK Crew and I love a K-pop choreo to death. And I also love OK Crew to death, so shout out OK Crew. But yeah, the choreo is super cool, the song is super cool. So yeah, let's just honestly get right, like, let's just jump straight into it, like, if you know what I mean. So I'll see you in about 3 minutes. Let's go.
Say got that high horse, I just can't take it no more.
That was 3 minutes and 23 seconds of peak. And if you don't agree with me, you're not allowed to tell me though. Like, you're not allowed to. The first time I heard this song, I think, how did I hear the song? I'm trying to remember. Oh, man, I was going through like a whole like NMIX like search, because I was really into Dash, and then me and my Lily mentioned me. I remember Lily, we're listening to a lot of NMIX stuff, and I was like, well, Blue Valentine is peak. Blue Valentine is also really, really good. If you're like, I want a girl group that makes good music, K-pop, tap in, Blue Valentine, NMIX, Know About Me, NMIX, Dash, NMIX, High Horse, NMIX, Spinning On It, NMIX. NMIX is just really good. But yeah, and I heard this song for the first time, and I was like, oh my God. And when I saw the chorus for the first time, I was like, oh my God. Because, it's good. It's good, okay? Yeah, I literally, like, I just, like, it's just, like, that's just so good. Like, it just makes me mad. Like, how do you make just such good music? Like, I don't even know how to make music, and it just makes me angry. Like, I should be doing that. Anyways. Yeah, so that was the first song. If you are tuning in late, my name is DJ Lonnie. I am the DJ of Miscellaneous Music. And I do my show every Monday from 4 to 6 p.m., but today we're only on here till 5:15 p.m. because I have a meeting to go to. But every other Monday, we will be here from 4 to 6. We will be having that two-hour lock-in. I usually bring friends on the show to guest with me, but we'll see who's available in my lovely, lovely friend group. And yeah, and it's just me and the vibes in the stew right now. Like, and yeah, and so honestly, this lineup of songs is one of my favorite lineups I've had in a while. For Miscellaneous Music, it's not that many songs, but oh, I don't know if you guys can hear that. I just, like, tried moving my headphones and it sounded weird in my ears, but yeah, it's not that many songs, but I think it's a really, really good mix, and I really, really like all the songs there. So yeah, I'm yawning. Oh my gosh. Oh goodness, I'm sorry. I'm a little tired. I had my okay, to all my people who have, like, early classes, like, I'm sorry. Because I cannot wake up for, like, an early class. Like, it's just, like, I'm just the sleepiest person ever. Like, people have gone to Sleepy Town and they've all told me that they know me there. Like, they all know me in Sleepy Town because I'm such a sleeper. But yeah, I had a 9 a.m. today, which I survived on a 9 a.m. last semester. And maybe it's because it was in Alumni Hall, but it was so hard to get to. And I was so tired, but anyways. Yeah, so I'm running out of not a lot. And we still have a lot more of the day to get to, homework included, homework and projects included. So yeah, anyways, this next song is L-O-V-E by Yazida. Yazida? Maybe Yazida. I'm trying to recall how I found this song, but I don't actually think I know. Whoa, I'm so sorry. Excuse me if you heard that. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to think. I think I was going through, like, let me go through my Discover Weekly. Like, let me, like, look for some stuff. Oh, I know how I found this. Actually, I lied. I saw the artist on Instagram. And I was like, wait, this sounds really good. And I tapped in and it was very, very good. So, Yazida, you're making good music, girl. Keep doing that. So, yeah, this one is Love by Yazida. It's a shorter one. It's only 2 minutes and 30 seconds, but... yeah, let's honestly, like, let's tap in. Let's tap in. And I'll be back in a few minutes. Let's go. What we have in common, our addiction to just living in the moment. It's a pool and I don't want to come in. Why can I be cute and more important? It's just embarrassing. So how could I? Yeah. That was spoilers. Like, if you heard that, no, you didn't. Yeah, that was L-O-V-E by Yazida. Yazida or Yazida? It's Yazida or Yazida. Hi, welcome to Miss Alani's Music, where I can't pronounce names. It's been like this for years, like, guys. Like, I don't really know how to help it. But we'll look up. I don't know. I hope you guys couldn't hear that. I keep trying to switch my headphones. Yeah, we'll look up how to say that correctly. We want to say people's names correctly. Always say people's names correctly, guys. Don't say people's names wrong on purpose. That's not cool. But yeah, so that was L-O-V-E. I think, whatever. Yeah, and the next song is, okay, guys, if you know me personally, and if you don't know me personally, it's okay, because I'll tell you anyways. I am such a huge fan of Mitski. Like, I love Mitski. Mitski has been my girl since 2020. Years. It's been 6 years with her. Me and her are like this. You can't tell, but I'm crossing my pointer and my middle finger. Because we're that close. We're best friends, okay? I love Mitski. Mitski is coming out with an album February 27th. Don't quote me on that. I may be right, I may be wrong. It's called Tansy House. No. Is it called Tansy House? Or is it called There's Nothing About to Happen to Me? Wait, guys. Pause. Pause on everything. Chill on me. Chill on me. Wait, guys. Wait. I actually don't know. No, Nothing's About to Happen to Me. It's called... I don't know why I thought it was called Tansy House. Nothing's About to Happen to Me, it's called. And... yeah, it's a full album. I really, really love Mitski. I'm really excited to tap into this new album. But yeah, I heard the song. I heard Where's My Phone. You know I love me some Mitski. Like who's surprised? This is really, really good. And yeah, I'll talk more about the song after. But yeah, I'm really excited for my queen to be back in the studio again. She might be having a show in the city. And like, I may have to go. Like, I don't know. But yeah, so... I really don't have that much to say. I really just don't have that much to say. What? Okay, I just realized something, but it's fine. It's not that important. Let's play that new Mitski, and everyone tap into peak right now. Let's do it. Oh, that was just really good. I just realized that I have not been able to hear my... Oh, chill. Okay. I have not been able to hear myself talking very well this whole time. I had to raise up the volume of my headphones. Technical difficulties happening over here. Yeah, that was with my phone by Mitski. And this is like... I've been a Mitski fan for a really long time. And I've listened to, I believe, all of her albums multiple times. And this song is very... And I want to make sure I say the album name right. So we're doing some live research. This song is very... No. Move. Wrong album. Wait, guys. I'm flopping. I feel like it's like Bury Me at Makeout Creek. And like, it's low-key like Be the Cowboy, Puberty Tune, Bury Me at Makeout Creek. Like that run. It's definitely more Bury Me at Makeout Creek. And I don't know. When I'm looking at Be the Cowboy, I'm like, this is reminds me of like, Why Didn't You Stop Me? Or like, Come into the Water maybe. And Geyser? I don't know. But yeah, this reminds me a lot of that, of the OG. Okay, of that OG right there, which is Be the Cowboy. And yeah, I'm gonna yawn. OMG. Sleepyheads Unite, OMG. I had a train of thought and I just lost it because I yawned. Give me a second. I don't know. Anyways, the song's really, really good. It took me a while to listen to it because I was like, oh my God, Mitski's coming up with something. Like, oh my God, I have to tap in. And I took forever to tap in. Like, of course, because I'm always late. Like, I'm never on time for anything ever. If you're a future employer and you're listening to this, that's not true. And I'm just joking. I'm on time and I will work very well. Anyways, yeah, I literally was like, it took me so long to tap in. And I was like, And I was like, once I stepped in, I was like, oh, great. Like, this is just as good as I thought it was going to be. Duh. Like, duh. So, yeah. Yeah, one thing about me and my close... Like, Mitski, that's my close personal friend, Mitski. Like, my close personal friend. Like we really, like, we really have history, for real. Like, I, like... Mitski has been there... Mitski has been there for me through everything. Going through all of high school with Mitski, my queen, my diva. Amazing. Anyways. Let me think. Let's take a pause in the music. Let's find something to talk about. Let's see. Should I think what I have to... I'm talking about some classes, right? It's week two of classes. I hope everyone's classes have been going well if you're a student. And if you're not a student, I hope, like, work's going well. And if you're not a student and you're not working, I hope, like, your life is going well, you know? And yeah, I'm haven't been up to a lot of fun, like, anything. Sorry, me thinking is like giving dead air. Like, I need to stop thinking. But yeah, like, it hasn't, like, life hasn't been like crazy. Like, of course I'm in practice. Like, we know me. I'm an okay crew girl, like, down. Like, I'm always gonna be in practice. Yeah, my schedule is like, Mondays are my busiest days, like, easily. I'm gonna yawn again. Oh my gosh. Like, I have class from 9 to 1 on Mondays, and then I have a meeting from 1 to 2, and I can eat lunch, and then I have, like, technically I'm supposed to have, like, 2 hours free before my show, but today was, like, the SA meeting, so I came, so I went with my e-board to the SA meeting for OK Crew, so I lost that hour, even though it was only, like, a 20-minute meeting, but still, and so I came up here at, like, 3:30 I got here, probably, maybe a little later, and I just, like, hung out for a bit. While by Go and Jay did their show. I keep yawning. And yeah. So yeah, it's just a busy day today. My Tuesdays aren't too busy though, but yeah, much to think about. Anyways, you know what's actually, I want to talk about this. My favorite holiday is coming up. And okay, I wouldn't say like favorite holiday of all time, but I am a really big fan of Valentine's Day. Like, I love Valentine's Day. I've always loved Valentine's Day. And if you know me, if you've seen me, you know I have bright pink hair. And so we all know that when a Valentine's Day comes around, like, I'm locked in, because that's literally my holiday. Like, the pink and the red. Oh my gosh. Literally, this studio is so comfortable. Like, I could fall asleep. Like, it's so comfortable. It's a perfect temperature anyways. Like, you know I love me a pink. Like, you know I love me a red. You know I love me a white. Like, And I take a Valentine's Day outfit seriously. Like, one thing I don't play about is Valentine's Day. Like, I will never play about Valentine's Day for real. Like that's real life. And I love Valentine's Day. Like, I don't know. I just think I'm a firm supporter of, like, Valentine's Day is for everyone. Like, if you don't have a partner, who cares? Like, hang out with your friends. Like, go eat with your friends. Go do something with your friends. Like, hang out. Like, tell your friends you love them. Like, everyone just tell their friends they love them more. Like, I love my friends. And my friends know I love them because I tell them that all the time. Like don't let Valentine's Day make you miserable if you don't have a partner. I don't have a partner. And I'm not miserable because I love my friends. And if you don't have a lot of friends, like, love yourself. Treat yourself that day. I just think Valentine's Day kind of gets a bad rep sometimes. And I think it's such a cute holiday. Like, it's so red and pink and white. And it's, like, Cupid. And it's, like, chocolate. And I love chocolate. Lactose intolerant, by the way, but love chocolate. And I just think everyone should be supporting Valentine's Day more. And everyone should be nice to Valentine's Day as a holiday. Because, like, it's when you bake it, you know? I'm going to yawn again. OMG. Like, they're DJ Lonnie, more like DJ Yanni. But, wasn't that funny? I think that was funny. But, yeah. That was just my thoughts. I was just thinking about this. Like, I think everyone should, like, try, like, celebrate Valentine's Day. Like, hang out with your friends. Tell your friends you love them. Tell your family you love them. Tell yourself you love you. Like, it's not just a couple holiday. Like, don't let those rumors, those conspiracies get in your head. Like, don't let that happen. Like, celebrate Valentine's Day because you should. Period. Anyways, that was my little rant and it's over now. But the next song is... What is the next song? Hold on. Excuse me. If you heard, I know you didn't. Oh my god. Ew. Okay. The next song is I've been listening to this song a lot recently. I think because did I see the performance? I don't know. Maybe start listening to this song a lot. It might have, like, come up one day when I was kind of just, like, scrolling through songs and, like, trying to find some new music. But this next song is by XG.
Another yawn. We just get a yawn counter up in here. OMG.
But yeah, this next song is by XG. It's Gala, which may be their most recent single. Let's see. And mama, let's research. I don't know if they came out with their album yet. I know they're teasing one. Is this the album? Oh, is this the album? Oh, I'm literally a liar. Never believe me ever again. Well, okay, well, Gala's on this album though, so, like, whatever. Anyways, yeah, so this is Gala by XG. Been really into this one recently. It's really, really good. The choreo's, like, good. Like, and again, once again, like, you know, I'm always gonna look for a choreo. You know, I'm an OKCupid girl. Like, you know, I'm gonna always tap into a choreo. Like, it's in my blood. Like, I came out the womb looking, like, at choreo. You know, but yeah, this is Gala by XG. So, just tap into some real music real quick. Let's lock in.
Like this, if you don't get it. turn the hallway to a catwalk. Turn the sidewalk to a runway. Every day's a photo shoot, that part. Paparazzi got my outfit on the front page. Rolled up in it. Windows tinted, can't see through it, but they know who's in it. Open up the doors with the logo printed. I don't even gotta pose for the photo finish. Shaking up the spot like a stone cold shiver. And we shot through the dark like a snow globe litter. I represent the ex-gallops. Man, I told you I'ma turn this net to an ex-gallop. Watch us let the old held it next to the crowd before it's looking on my way. All my tonics, we say to savage and I find a gun and hanging down my waist. Ooh, all my ladies walk this way. Two, all my hands watch me play. Bye, body, all mechanic. The money got don't serve. I let my dress talk for me, drip talk for me, my boots talk for me, my lip gloss popping like a discography. And if it's not vibrant, then it's not for me, not a diss, nobody. I had to say next to my ex stylist. I just said yes to my hairstylist. I'm a proud representative of ex-gallic. I just turn to make gala to win.
Yup. Yup. What was that? Peak, peak, peak. Guys, the tiredness is really getting to me. Like, I'm really fighting for my life in here right now. There's still so much of my day left. Like, I can't be tired right now. This is so messed up. Anyways, that was Gala by XG. I just, like I love, like, when they're, like, glam. Like, that's, like you can't tell, but, like, I'm serving right now. But you can't tell, but I am. It's just really good. I gotta tap into XG more, I think.
I don't really know much about them. Like, at all. Like, at all.
I don't think I ever, like, tried to get into them. But the song is really, really good. But I believe they're a Japanese group. But they sing in English, I think. Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong. But yeah. That was Gala, yeah. We're about 30 minutes into the first hour. How are we feeling, people? How are you feeling? Yes, I am the best. I am. Yes, I am an amazing radio host. Like, I know that. Like, thank you so much, people. But yeah. I'm trying to think if I have more to say, but I think this, like, the tiredness is, like, eating away at my brain like amoeba. Like, my brain's getting smaller by the second because I'm so tired. But, oh my gosh. Breakfast story, actually, because I bought Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwiches because I have a class at 9 in the morning and I'm not going to the dining hall. Like, I'm not going to Will's. Like, I'm not waking up at 7 in the morning to go to Will's at like 8 something. Like, I'm just not doing that. In what world would I do that? No world. I refuse to do that. Anyways, so I bought a bunch of Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwiches. But I also have, like, fun fact, like, I have a hurt knee. Like, I have to ice it every day. So right now my freezer is filled with quite literally Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwiches and an ice pack. A single ice pack that I use every single day because my knee is hurt. And I made a Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwich for the first time today. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank God I'm finally getting use out of this. And it was really, really good. And now I can't tell if I'm hungry or if my stomach hurts. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it later. Anyways. And yeah. And, oh, actually, yes. And I realized, because the first time I had my dairy-free yogurt, I was like, ew, this tastes disgusting. Like, I hate it. But I still ate it because I was like, I have to eat this. Like, I bought it. But turns out that the yogurt low-key wasn't even bad. It was the fact that I had just, like, brushed my teeth, which, like, I'm a brush my teeth as soon as I wake up person, like, so, like, I won't, and also because you have to leave your house, like, duh, so, like, it's not like you're making food at home often, but, like, anyways, like, yeah, so, like, I brush my teeth before I go eat breakfast, and I have to, like, take medicine before I eat breakfast anyways, but so I was like, I have, it's just like, oh, I'm like, not, because, like, I remember hearing a rumor once, and tell me if I'm crazy, but also don't tell me if I'm crazy because I don't want to hear if you think I'm crazy, but I had a rumor, not a rumor. I was like, I guess, I don't know. Like, somebody was like, oh, if you let, like, your toothpaste just, like, sit after, like, you brush your teeth, like, it'll help the flora work better, da da da. And I have been living by that rule for so long. And just recently, I was like, why am I doing this? Like, I'm low-key just, like, torturing myself. Like, low-genuinely, I'm, actually. Like, and that's going to be low-key and genuinely if you don't know what that word meant, by the way. Anyways, but I literally, like, I'm torturing myself right now because I'm literally, like, not rinsing my mouth. So we're going to get back on that rinsing on my mouth grind so I don't think that food tastes disgusting. Because one thing about me is I love a yogurt. And again, one thing about me is that I'm also lactose intolerant. So loving a yogurt and being lactose intolerant does not mix, unfortunately. So this is why I have my dairy-free yogurt. And also, actually, I'm not going to plug this because I want to keep it secret. Never mind. I almost said I'm gaslighting. I'm gatekeeping. Anyways, but yeah, get yourself a Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwich box. They're really, really good. They bake in like 90 seconds, wrap it in a wet paper towel, and call it a day. My sandwich was so good. My dairy-free yogurt was so good. But then I was like, oh, I'm supposed to bring a Clif Bar with my bag. I forgot. Maybe I need like some caffeine in me or something. I don't know what's going on, but I am so tired. But yeah, and then I don't know if any of you are Mills fans. I don't know if there's any Mills fans in the chat, but today I was like, I got myself a little 2 p.m. lunch because I came from a meeting with my professor, and I was like, okay, well, I need to eat before I have to go to this other meeting. And so I was like, okay, let's get some 2 p.m. lunch. And so I go to the Asian rice bowl station, and I'm like, okay, like, what do we have? And they have some type of beef. And I was like, you know what? One thing about me is I love beef. Like, I am such a carnivore. Like, I'm really, really big fan of beef. Anyways, so I was like, okay, cool, like, that works. And so some girls order beef, like, just beef. And I was like, this has to be good. And so I, oh my gosh. And so I locked in. And I got beef and teriyaki chicken with red rice. And it was so good. The beef was so good. Teriyaki chicken was, like, the classic. But the beef, I've never had that before. And it was so good. Whoa. Oh my gosh, I just had like the craziest, like, not vision, guys, I'm not that so raven, like, not vision, but you know when you're like imagination that's like super active, either I'm like so tired that I'm starting to like see stuff, but I literally just like locked into a completely like like I was like daydreaming like on 100 just now. That was so weird. Anyways, then we gotta go, we have plenty of reason before I knock out on this mic. Anyways, let's get some, like, what is this? I'm trying to find like a nice little sound to play, but I don't know what any of these are. I see 6-7. Anyways, I'm not gonna play that. Anyways, next song is, okay, actually I have not a lot to say about the song, but I have things to say about the song. I heard this, okay, so we know I'm a big K-pop fan. If you know me, you know I like K-pop, like, duh. And so, I think this was when I was still home, so over winter break. But K-Pop Nara is one of the K-Pop stores, like, in the city that's closest to me. And it also sells at acceptable prices most time. And so I follow them on Instagram because I love to know when they restock. Like, I like to get my albums, whatever. And they... Oh, here comes the yawn. Okay. And they posted a restock post. And they were like, oh, like, this song was in the back. And it's called Something's in the Water by... And it's by Reese. I don't know. This song, peak. Like, high, genuinely, peak. And that's going to be high key and genuinely, if you didn't know that. But it's actually so good. Like, wow. Anyways, yeah, it's kind of a slower song, like, but it's short. So we're not going to fall asleep in between. We're going to stay awake. guys, I wish you could see, like, the moody lighting in this room right now. Like, I genuinely cannot not fall asleep. I should, like, raise up. I'm going to put on... Okay. Actually, no, something else I want to talk about. I am such a big overhead light person. I love overhead lights. I love bright overhead lights. I need to be able to see 1 million things at all times. Like, moody lighting just doesn't do it for me. Like, I just can't see. Like, I get sleepy. Like, I don't want to do it. Excuse me. You heard that? No, you didn't. So, yeah, I've talked about this in my room before, but I will sleep with the big light on. And I don't know if my family's listening right now. I think my mom said she was, but I don't know if she still is. But they can attest that I have fallen asleep with my light in my room on several times just because I can't. I've just knocked out and I can sleep with the brightest light. Like, I really, like, what they want me is I'm going to sleep. They call me the mayor of Sleepyhead Town. Like, really. Anyways, that was just my thoughts. Like, I was like, if it was terribly, like, fluorescent light bright in here, I wouldn't be falling asleep right now. Anyways, this is going to be Something in the Water by Reese Rise. I don't know. But yeah, let's go. Let's do it. I can't see the same time. I don't do good by myself. Y'all. Oh, God. Okay. High horse almost started playing again. Anyways, guys, that song, peak, with a capital P too, like peak. Yeah, I really like that song. And it sucks because I tried to go through like Rise's, maybe? Rise's like discography. I haven't looked through all of it. So if you're a Rise fan and you're listening, like maybe I'm not tapped in. But they do house music very well. Impossible, like, and the fire in my dreams, and I like Siren a lot, but this song is really, really good. I didn't really like their title track from this album very much. Like, I was like, okay, it's like all right, but this something's in the way, like that was tough. Okay, I'm obsessed with that song. I think it's so good. Yeah, I also just realized this chair can go really far back, so I'm having fun with that while the song is on. But yeah, man, I really wish Rise had more like similar songs. And I tried looking like, cause I'm like, I don't know, like who the producers are. Like maybe I was like, I need to know the credits. Like I need something more. And they're just playing in my face. Like I know Moonwalking by LNG Shaw does not sound like Something in the Water. Like now you're just playing in my face, and I hate when it does that. Anyways, like don't play with me. Like don't lie. Anyways, the Grammys yesterday. Thoughts on that? Let me ask the audience. Right. Guys, I'll talk more about this yesterday. There was a point here that I forgot. Guys, whoa. I was coming to like a point there and I like, oh, actually, I don't know if I like, I don't know, guys, if there's any big Harry Styles fans listening, like, I'm really sorry. Like, I think he makes music. I don't know what he was wearing yesterday. He looked a mess. Like to me personally, like talk show, like bumper, like this is like, this is my opinion. Okay. Please don't jump me. But he looked a mess. Like I can't. Anyways, that's what I just saw a picture of him and I was just like, oh, he looked a mess. Like I can't. Anyways, this next song I found, how did I find this song? I think I was doing like another, like a girl group dive in. Can I please write? Thank you. And I found this song and I was like, oh, this is tea. Like, this is the tea. This is the crumpets. Like, this is good. And I'm trying to see where this woman is from. Where are you from? This is Crystal. She was in a girl group. And we're doing some live research, guys. Hold on now. Now, hold on, though. Crystal Jung. Oh, she was in FX. Okay. That's Hot Summer. Hot Summer. Yeah, so this is by Crystal. And it's called Solitary. And it's really, really good. I don't know exactly what I was doing to find this, but I love this song. I added it to my my favorites like immediately. And yeah, I just think it's a really good song. Like, guys, whoa, we like have no time left, and I'm like not even halfway through. And this is what happens when you talk and talk and talk and talk and talk for hours. Anyways, this is Solitary by Crystal. Let's just get straight into it. Ready. Sorry, guys. Anyways, that was Solitary by Crystal. And I think that song is pretty good. Yeah. Like, I like it a lot. I like the beat. I like, I'm typing. We're tracking. Yeah, I think it's really good. I never really listened to FX a lot. I'm like a new gen K-pop-y. Like, I've only been into K-pop. I talk about this every time. I've been into K-pop since I was in sophomore year. Like, so 2022-ish. That's when I really got into it. Like, I was really into K-pop at that point. So, yeah. This next song, if I could type it in. Oh, God. Okay. Please. Okay. This next song is by another one of my favorite artists. I applied to an internship recently, and I got to talk about why I like this artist so much. It was really cool. But yeah, Cage the Elephant, my goats. And like, if someone else in your life is talking about Cage the Elephant, no, I love Cage the Elephant down. Okay, we all need to know that. Like, DJ Lonnie loves Cage the Elephant down, and we cannot pretend that it doesn't. Anyways, yeah, this is gonna be Trouble by Cage the Elephant, from the greatest album ever created, ever, Tell Me I'm Pretty. But yeah, I love the song. This is like a classic. I've listened to this for years and years and years and years and years, 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 forever. And yeah, that's all I have to say about it. I didn't fall asleep during that last song. Are we proud of me? Because I'm proud of myself. We have like 15 minutes left. So yeah, Let's just like, let's get through some stuff. Oh my God. I can't believe, I don't even know how many, like, oh. We're going to have to jump around. I just realized we're going to have to jump around. But I have 15 minutes to figure out how we're going to jump around. I think here. Yeah. Okay. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. Wait, where is it? Let's go.
By the window with the view, casting shadows, the sun was pushing through. Spoke a lot of words, I don't know if I spoke the truth. Got so much to do, got so much to do. Trouble almost all of my life. My sweet love, won't you pull me through? Everywhere I look, I catch a glimpse of you. I said it was love, and I did it for love. Just say, yeah, and then we keep it on red. You can have my heart, any place, any time. Got so much to do, got so much to do. God, don't let me lose my mind. Trouble on my left, trouble on my right. I've been facing trouble almost all. You pull me through. Everywhere I look, I catch a glimpse of you. I said it was love. So much to prove. God, don't let me lose my mind.
And peak, and who surprised nobody. One thing about me is I'm always gonna try to sneak a KG Elephant like song in. Oh. My legs hurt. We're repositioning in the studio right now. You can't tell, but I am. And I'm gonna yawn again because of course I have. But yeah, that was Show by KG Elephant. We're still readjusting. Okay, we're good. We're back. I think that song is amazing. Like that's it. It's like point blank period. Like I think that song is amazing. I think KG Elephant is amazing. I think that Tell Me I'm Pretty is just such an amazing album. Like I don't know, like. And you hear songs there, like, you're really not hearing nowhere else, for real. Like, you're really like, I don't know, like they just do music like you're not hearing music like that. Like, you know, I don't know. That's just personally how I feel. But yeah, that's Cage the Elephant. I think that if you're like, I want a new artist to get into, like I kind of want to be a little indie, a little niche, a little different. Not saying Cage the Elephant is niche at all, but they're also not coming up in everyday conversation. You know what I mean? Like they're good. They're good and they make good music and they stand by good music and I love good music. So yeah. Anyways. Yeah, that was Trouble Cage the Elephant. If you didn't like that song, you're not allowed to tell me. I love it. So you're not allowed to tell me if you don't like it because I don't know what that means. Okay, anyways. Yeah. And this next song is actually another favorite of mine recently, and I'm yawning. Okay, great. Okay. By Malcolm Todd. We know I love me some Malcolm Todd. I feel like I've said this, but also maybe I'm misremembering things, which is very possible. Like I've been making up like fake memories sometimes, like I swear. Anyways, but yeah, I love me some Malcolm Todd. I got Malcolm Todd like recently. But I think he's really, really good. I actually that train of thought is gone. But yeah, I think he's really good. I think he makes really, really good music. I would love to see him in concert. I think he's great. And yeah, this is gonna be Roommates from his Sweet Boy album. And that's all I think, like, all I have to say about that. Like, let's just tap in.
Situations I'm not choosing, and we both want to say I'm sorry for something that we cannot stop. You've been alright, you're losing time for me and our fight, so I'm done writing for you, baby. Now this gonna be the last I got. I try someone else, I'll still miss you.